Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. And today's episode, I wanted to actually share something with you that I've been doing, and it's writing down all the different types of online businesses that I want to start sometime in my lifetime. And this kind of has to do with what other people are doing out in the space of e-commerce. So e-commerce obviously is not just one way to make money online. E-commerce means so many different ways of, you know, building the business online and potentially creating a really good profitable business. So I wanted to go over a bunch of these different methods and different, you know, business plans, business ideas. I'm really good at a few of them, and so I wanted to share like a little bit about that as well, and also let you guys know that, you know, all these things are possible, and you really don't need a whole lot of startup capital to do any of these business plans, which is really cool. And but you do need like a business education and education in marketing and stuff like that. So number one thing before you get involved in e-commerce, if you haven't been involved yet, or if you are but you want to scale your business, is just to get, you know, an education. And all that really means is reading books, listening to podcasts, and listening to audiobooks. So if you guys aren't already, definitely go onto the Amazon Kindle store and buy a bunch of books for yourself. Just look up marketing or business books or selling and finance books and real estate books and things like that. You can look up books specific to e-commerce and specific to sales funnels and email marketing, internet marketing too. And but, you know, go back in time and read some of the older books, because that's going to really help you get a much deeper education. Some authors I could really recommend are Seth Godin and all of his old books, like Permission Marketing and Purple Cow. And definitely recommend reading some of the really old books as well, like Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich and Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Books like these really do help gain a deeper understanding of the world and the marketplaces in general, and how people, you know, what sacrifices they needed to make, and how they like pushed past boundaries and barriers to get to where they are now. So with that said, I'd like to get into some of these e-commerce business models, and hopefully, you know, it helps and you can understand, like, if you're already doing one of these things, that's awesome, and maybe you could do another one if you wanted to scale or experiment. And if you're not doing any kind of e-commerce yet, these are all the different business models that are possible that you can start today. So the first thing that I would like to talk about, since this podcast is all about, you know, living your paradise, living your dream life and stuff like that with e-commerce, is dropshipping, because dropshipping is a location-independent business model, and you can do it from anywhere you have an internet connection, really. So there's a few different methods of dropshipping I've talked about in other podcasts, and those are retail arbitrage, where you, you know, go online and you find an item that's for sale on a website like, you know, Wayfair or Home Depot or Lowe's or any other website. Even Amazon, and then you go to another platform, marketplace specifically like eBay, and you actually see if that item is for sale there for more than what it's listed on the other website. And if it is, then that's awesome. You should actually list your product there too. You know, usually mark it up like 30-40%, and then people will actually go on those marketplaces and buy those products, and you can drop ship them from the retailer to the end consumer and make a little bit of profit there. So that's a good way to get started with very little cash up front. All you need is a free eBay account and a credit card, so you can pay the eBay fees. All right, so with that said, pros and cons, I guess retail arbitrage is, you know, it's easy, it's simple. You do have to make like quite a few different product listings though to even get your business going, and it can, you know, be painful. So just be prepared to like make tons of product listings pretty much, you know, just like list as much stuff as you can. And the cons, of course, are that, you know, you're dropshipping from a retailer, so prices can fluctuate, stock can fluctuate. So when you make a sale, it's not, you know, guaranteed you're going to make money. It could be out of stock, you know, it could be unprofitable by the time it sells. So yeah, definitely not the most ideal business model for the long term, but it's good to like test product ideas out and get your feet wet with dropshipping. A lot of people do it and make some good money with it. So just be prepared. And retail arbitrage, there you go, good way to get started. Another good way to get started that's really trendy these days is using a Shopify store and sourcing products from China, using a platform like AliExpress and maybe even the Oberlo app to automatically link them and process orders for you. So, you know, this is a great way to get started. Again, it's low capital outlay. I think Shopify is $29 a month these days, and AliExpress is free to use. Oberlo, I believe, is a free app, and they have premium upgrade options as well. Now, you will need to drive traffic to your store, so if you don't have a big social media following, you can use something like Facebook ads, and that does cost money as well. But yeah, besides that, you're basically selling products that cost maybe like $3 to $5, and you're selling them for like $20 to $30 on average, and so it's pretty good profit margin. And the only thing is you have to drive a lot of volume, to make a good amount of profit. And of course, volume means a lot of, you know, customer service and stuff like that as well. So you'll have to deal with that. But, you know, it's good for if you're getting started, you don't have a lot of credit established yet, you know, you can only afford to buy a little bit of products, then go for that. You know, I think it's a good model. And definitely if you can scale up the traffic and the conversions, then, you know, potentially you can make quite a bit of money there because the profit margins are so high. Good way to go. Any cons with this business model, of course, is that you're dropshipping from China, so shipping takes a long time. As far as warranty support, you kind of forget about it. You might want to just refund the order if there's something wrong with it. And, you know, as far as everything else goes, I think it's actually not that bad of a business model, especially to get started with. Of course, it takes more time and effort, so you'll have to be in that and maybe even be prepared to start outsourcing if you end up scaling quite large with that business model. All right, with that said, the next type of dropshipping that I do a lot of these days is high-ticket dropshipping, and that just means selling products that are over $200, and usually in the $1,000-plus range each. And yeah, it's really cool. You can find a lot of products like this for sale just by looking around your house. A lot of home-based products are in the high-ticket dropshipping range. But, you know, there's a lot of hobby niches and things people are interested as well that have expensive products too, so you can think about that. And then as far as setting up a store, use Shopify. And then, you know, once you created a really good store, lots of apps plugged in and all that stuff, you can drive traffic with Google product listing ads, and that's the same ads you see in the Google Shopping tab. And yeah, it's a pretty easy way to make some good cash, because every order you get about, you know, 20-30% margin after shipping, after other costs. So one order can net you the same as about maybe 10 or 20 or 30 orders with the low dollar dropshipping store. So it's a good way to make money. Some cons is it takes a little bit longer to get started usually, and the other thing is that you know, it takes more credit up front. Obviously, you'll need to be able to purchase these products when you do sell them from the supplier. Besides that, you know, sometimes the products can be bigger, so you have shipping complexity issues, and you know, sometimes you have service issues. You'll need to do more pre-selling because it's more expensive, and then after-sales support is important. You don't want to get chargebacks or anything like that, so you have to make sure you get after-sales support, and you want to get some fraud insurance since they're more expensive products to sell. All right. So with that said, those are the three different types of dropshipping that I've done, and definitely recommend doing. And yeah, those are just different types of business models, so they're pretty cool. So let's move on to the next business model for e-commerce, and that is Amazon FBA. So it's kind of like a private label business model where you go out and you find other products that are selling, you see what's selling really good, you go and to a website like Alibaba and you try to find a blank version of it, and then you can create your own brand and put your own brand on that product and then import it in bulk, so you import it very low cost and then send it straight to Amazon and they list it on their website for you. You'll have to create the listing, of course. Well, really, you're going to list it on their website as a marketplace seller, but it might even be, well, Amazon FBA means it's sold by Amazon, so at least it'll be fulfilled by them. And yeah, it goes under their Prime shipping program, so a lot of people might end up buying it if you're really good at you know, marketing it. And you can make a lot of good money that way, because obviously the margins are high. Even though Amazon takes a big chunk of it, they'll be doing all the selling and the sales and the customer service and the returns, so it's a passive business model beyond the product development. That's a good way to do a business if you're traveling around. Some cons of that business model is, yes, you are on the Amazon platform, so you don't really own any of your customers' information. They keep all of that for themselves. So if for some reason your product doesn't do so well, you know, you're going to have to pay for everything. You're also not going to have any marketing information, so you can't really take that to your own platform. Now, what I recommend doing is doing both. If you're going to do a private label brand, you know, put it on a Shopify store and then list it on for sale on Amazon that way. And that way you can own the product's information, sell the sales information on your Shopify store. So highly recommend going that route with that business model. With that said, it is definitely a good business model if you end up wanting to travel around, because, you know, you don't have to do like customer service and support. You'll have to do some stuff with reviews and stuff like that from time to time, but from what I've heard, it's actually fairly passive as you're traveling around, so it's a good way to do it. If you want to find out more information about Amazon FBA, I highly recommend checking out Riley Bennett's YouTube channel, Living That Life, and he explains how the whole system works. He's even got a course out called The Amazon Method, so you can go check that out. All right, and then the next one that goes along with that is creating your own private label brand, but just focusing on selling it through your own fulfillment methods. So you could have your own warehouse, or you could have your own, you could just sell it through your own website and then have it fulfilled by a fulfillment warehouse that's not Amazon. It charges a lot less money. And one of those things that I'm working on is actually a skateboard brand called Beatnik Boards, and that's going to be a really fun project for me because I'm a skateboarder and I really like to create cool art stuff. I'm really into art, and so my whole plan there is to create a skateboard brand that kind of represents people that don't like labels and don't like society putting labels on them. So that was kind of what the Beat Generation was all about in the 50s and 60s, and they were just sort of tired of the culture and society the way it was back then after World War II, and they decided that they didn't want to be labeled, and unfortunately they got labeled. They got labeled Beatnik, so the whole name of the company is sort of a satire on the name Beatnik. So it's going to be a fun project. It's all private label product for the most part, and maybe some custom products as well in the future, so I'm excited about that. So stay tuned for that, beatnikboards.com. All right, and then you can do your own private label brands. I highly recommend that. If you're already doing dropshipping, for instance, and you know it's selling really well, you can take that best-selling product and try to private label your own version of that from China. And then instead of going through Amazon, you just fulfill it in a warehouse somewhere in the States in a central location, and then sell it through your own Shopify dropship store. It's a really good way to do it. Some of the top retailers do that, like Wayfair. They have their own private label brands. All right, and then the next thing that I just mentioned a little bit was custom products. So custom products, I see some of the top e-commerce guys doing it, like the guy who runs the blog, mywifequitherjob.com. He's the guy, Steve Chow, who does his e-commerce business is selling custom embroidered wedding stuff like that. He does little napkins or whatever people need for their wedding, so he'll custom embroider that stuff for you. And you can go onto his blog. He actually shows the e-commerce site there. So it's a pretty cool website he's got going on, and a cool business model. Definitely something you can't just go and rip off, unfortunately. I'm sure a lot of people would want to do that, but it takes a little bit more to get that all set up. So think about doing something like that. I know another guy, Travis Marziani, who is co-host of the Build My Online Store podcast. He actually has his own channel called Effective E-Commerce. So that guy has a clothing store, custom cut and sew clothing store, I believe, and it's in dance clothing, so it's called Be Dancewear. And basically they take orders from dance stores mostly, I think, and they custom make the garments for them for dancing, so it's pretty cool. Something like that definitely takes a little bit more to start up, but of course it's a little bit better because you're a little bit more protected from competition because you're doing stuff custom, obviously, and they got a warehouse, they got employees, they got management and stuff like that, so it's a bigger business. So there you go. All right, the next type of e-commerce business model is not even anything to do with physical products. It's actually digital products, and there's all sorts of different types of digital products you can sell online. Getting more common as time goes on. Some of those examples would be like blueprints, house plans, clothing designs, meditations in MP3 format, even video format. Music, of course, big artists, obviously, they sell their music on iTunes. That's e-commerce. Selling videos of any type, really. If you want to sell, skate videos, I can think of some of the top skateboard videos will sell their videos on the iTunes store for $10. Webinars, you can sell long webinars with your sales funnel. And movies, of course, they're a digital product. If you think about it, any modulated course is a digital product as well. Ebooks are digital products. So, there's a lot of different types of digital products you can sell these days, and just get creative with it, and you can basically, most of it is either information or entertainment. So think about whether you want to sell information or you want to sell entertainment, and go create a digital product and go create a sales funnel and sell that thing. Alright, quite a few more to go, guys. I mean, e-commerce is this really broad category. I'm getting into this E-Commerce Paradise podcast, I didn't really think about how many different types of e-commerce there were. I was thinking, just selling physical products online, but the more I dive into it, the more I realize there's so much that people do online beyond just selling physical products. It's really incredible. So next one is affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing isn't exactly e-commerce because you're not closing the sale yourself. You're actually referring somebody to somebody else to close the sale, but it's a step in the process of e-commerce. A lot of big e-commerce companies like Amazon have a huge affiliate program that drives traffic to their store, and then they close sales that way. So consider affiliate marketing more like a either a traffic source if you're an e-commerce platform, or as a way to make passive income if you're an e-commerce professional or entrepreneur. Some ways to do that are to create video product reviews on YouTube. Those work really well. You can also make, you know, best of lists and stuff like that on YouTube. I see that a lot. So definitely consider doing the review method though, because I like doing that myself. It's kind of fun. You get to review a product you used and then link to Amazon. Make a few extra bucks here and there, you know, every month. And it's a pretty good way to make an extra little bit of money. And if you want to scale it, you just do more review videos. So it's pretty easy. Another way to do it is a problem solution sales funnel. So if someone has like a big problem, like they have a, you know, acne, for instance, and they want it solved, all you got to do is create, you know, probably some videos, you know, on YouTube and say, this is how you do it. And if you want more information, go to my website and sign up for my free book. And that's like the entry point to your sales funnel, your lead generator. And then you can say thank you on the next page. And if you'd like to buy a solution to your product right now, you can go and buy that. And they click through to that website and buy that product. And then you can email them some, you know, tips, and then email them, you know, links to buy that product again. And that's just your basic essential problem solution sales funnel with affiliate marketing. Again, you're not doing the actual sales yourself, and if it's really successful, you can go ahead and just cut out that, you know, provider of the product and private label it yourself and sell it yourself through your own e-commerce site in the future. A good way to get started with internet marketing for sure, because it's pretty low cost. All you need is the money for the email provider, the autoresponder, and you need to be able to make videos and some other things. Still pretty low cost. All right, so the next way you can do affiliate marketing is by creating some sort of a blog or website. You know, it's a little bit longer term doing this kind of thing, but it can be very lucrative. Blogger websites usually focus on providing a ton of value through content, written content, maybe even video as well, embedded video, but then waiting for, you know, SEO and things like that to come in, traffic through SEO. If you don't know what that means, it's search engine optimization, and you optimize your website for search engines, and you get links from other websites, and then Google will actually rank you in their algorithm on their organic results. So that's usually the way people do it. However, I see a lot more people these days also doing paid advertising to get traffic. So then you have to optimize your site to get people to click through and sign up for your lists and stuff like that when you do get traffic, which is important. But either way, a blogger website's a really good way to make an income online. And the cool thing about having a blogger website is that you can become an authority on your topic. And like I said, eventually with those affiliate offers that are successful, you can cut out the provider and private label your own solution to that. So if you have a digital product, create your own digital product. If you have a physical product, create your own physical product through your own e-commerce website eventually, and make more profit that way. And retain the customer's information, build a business. All right, that's affiliate marketing. Now affiliate marketing can be worked into any e-commerce business as like a back-end upsell. And it can also be worked in as a front-end upsell. So this is a way to make some money by referring sales. It's pretty easy going. All right, so I already mentioned modulated courses and ebooks in the digital products that are possible. But there's also a few other types that I like to go over, and that is selling coaching programs. And this is more like a monthly membership site kind of a thing, usually. Depends. Like group coaching, I've seen it done in a bunch of different ways. Sometimes in person, sometimes online, and then you pay every month or every 3 months or every year or something like that, and you can get together with a group of people and mastermind about whatever topic it is that you're talking about. So coaching programs are really good. Like you might think of this like a one-on-one fitness instructor, that kind of a thing. That could be considered a coaching program as well. So you pay monthly or, you know, yearly or whatever, and you go meet up with that person and you get training from them. So that's a good way to do it, and you can sell those online, and very successful. Just have to be able to follow through with the training, deliver your product. And along with that goes services. So if you're any kind of person that has a skill set, maybe you know graphic design, maybe you know web design, maybe you know clothing design, I don't know. There's so many different design things you can learn these days. Coding is one of the biggest ones because people, you know, coding is difficult to learn, takes time. So if you know how to do coding, you can provide coding services to people that don't know how to do it, that have businesses, and you can do that online. You can do it online through big marketplaces like Upwork, where you can create your own website and you know, reach out to business owners yourself and, you know, try to get some big accounts, big clients. Like for instance, if you know how to do Facebook ads, there's a lot of businesses these days that need to hire people to do their Facebook ads for them. You can create a whole agency on your own and just go out and do that. So that's just basically providing services. the next type of service is, like, for instance, if you got really good at this Facebook ad thing, right, and you decided, you know what if I just wanted to create some sort of a software where people could just, like, do it themselves, and my software would make it a lot easier to do it or something like that. Well, that's called a software as a service, and it's otherwise known as SaaS. And so software as a service definitely takes time, because if you don't know how to make software, you have to learn how to make software. But software a lot these days is in the app form, so it's online and accessible online. And one of the biggest SaaS companies I can think of is ClickFunnels, because they're basically a landing page builder and a sales funnel builder. So ClickFunnels is huge, and that's because they're really good at making landing pages, have a huge community built around different things, and a lot of their community members sell digital products, modulated courses, coaching programs, things like that. Software as a service is really good to get into if you're already building something really big and you want to scale it even more. The last thing I put on here is kind of interesting, because it's, you know, classically not done online that much, but if you think about it, more and more it is done online, especially in the lead generation aspect, but that's real estate investing. And so there's lots of different ways to do real estate investing these days. But a lot of it's done online. If you think about it, realtor.com is basically the MLS. You go on there, you can find deals, and there's also for sale by owner websites and stuff like that, or you can find deals. So you can find deals just using the internet. Usually you will have to go, check out the property in person, and do all your due diligence and meet with the owners and all that, and might even end up doing the contracts and handing over the money in person as well, like a title or escrow company. But a lot of the lead generation is done online. So especially for house flippers, like if you want to get into that, you can set up a website to get leads for people that want to sell their house, fast for cash or whatever, and then get leads that way by driving Facebook ads or Google search text ads or YouTube ads or whatever. And you get leads and you get a list and follow up with that list. Oh, and by the way, you can use Craigslist for this kind of thing too, and it's free. That's one way to do it. And the other way to do it is if you want to be just a wholesaler, you can get in the middle between an investor and a person who wants to sell their house. You can make a list of investors, right? And take that list and go out and try to find some motivated sellers and link them up and keep the difference. So there you go. Real estate investing is also done online a lot. And I actually have seen websites that sell land. So you can actually go and buy land, a few $1,000 or whatever, out in the desert. And you probably have to still sign some paperwork and stuff like that. But like I said, it's mostly online. So there you go. So there's a lot of cool different ways to do e-commerce these days, you guys. And if if I missed anything, that's because the landscape is constantly evolving. There's lots of cool stuff to do these days. My goal is to get involved in as many of these things as I possibly can within my lifetime, and try to become the type of person who can take what I learn and come back and teach the community and help you guys out as well. And then my goal in the future, of course, is to create a community so you guys can come out and do the same thing. You can take what you learn and go, help give back and pay it forward to other people, because it kind of just feels good karmically to do that kind of a thing in life, and kind of keeps you going, keeps you excited, keeps you motivated. So hope this was helpful, and definitely go, if you haven't started anything yet, just pick one and go for it, and read some books, like I said. But if you have started something and you're trying to scale now, and you want to know about the next thing to do, just consider your current skill sets and your current time outlay that you're spending, and maybe pick up some books on productivity hacks and time management hacks and things like that. One of the best books I can recommend for that is The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People by Stephen Covey. He's a great writer, and his main quote is, start with the end in mind. So consider this, guys. Always have an exit strategy with whatever business you start. Start with the end in mind. Where do you want to go? And what type of business, can make you the biggest amount of money in least amount of time, least amount of effort? I think the one that I had mentioned in there was software as a service, and I've seen a lot of those for sale. Or actually have sold on websites like FE International for like multi millions. So consider that, yes, the competition is lower, and that's because not as many people know how to make software as people can just go and start a dropship store, right? So consider building your skill sets up more, get out there, build a software as a service, if that's something that you're willing to do. Yes, it might take a lot of time before you start making money. You might be negative for a while before you start turning a profit, but will it be worth it? Yeah, it could be worth it if you stick through it. So good luck with that, and if you have anything else to add to that, definitely place a comment below in the podcast. You can go check it out, ecommerceparadisepodcast.com. It actually goes to the Podbean website where you can actually comment on these podcasts. So wherever you're listening to this, probably the iTunes store. Go to Podbean, ecommerceparadisepodcast.com, or just go to ecommerceparadise.com and click the podcast button at the top. All right, guys. Well, with that said, we'll let you go for the day, and definitely get out there and make some cool e-commerce businesses. Take care.